a KTCK sports presentation.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
Yes, don't forget Pajamagram, foreskin, fry straight.
And then the third game went into overtime, and once again, a air ball rebound beat us, and then we beat them this game. They're improving every game against Sacramento.
That theory cannot be proven. Ryan Hesselink.
Great in that.
The Hong Kong flu.
I'll work my Big 12 magic.
Okay, I'm telling you right now, you will not get him on the air.
$5?
Ron, you want to bet? You think he's going to get Terrence Newman on the Air Force?
Yeah, I think he will.
Sex on the beach. Ron, you want to bet? You think he's going to get Terrence Newman on the Air Force?
Devil went down to Georgia, uneasy rider. Denny examined it.
That's but a beating.
That's for tiny kids.
Is the Texas Giant any good?
Yes.
Yeah, it's badass.
That is awesome.
I had an accident on that once.
See your pants. Jerry and the Pacemakers, people like that. Irving Harrigan, small private school in the Midwest. I never thought it could happen to me.
Going to the Grand to a movie tonight.
Good point.
I am. I'm trying to.
Dolphins over Ravens.
Can I interject something here? Bill Walton's kid.
Walk out.
You know what Gerald Myers probably told him?
I'll take care of it.
Yeah. You let me handle that.
Riders let him have the night off.
Pearl Jam?
No, I do not. And he hadn't been to bed with his plant foot, his kicking foot, his rabbit's foot. Beat a lot of people up. That's what you did. Defended the blue line. Had a home run.
No.
Ron, you want to bet? You think he's going to get Terrence Newman on the Air Force?
It's the Hardline, featuring Mike Ryder.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams.
Yeah.
Also starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson
Snake order.
As the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
Three, two, and...
Ron, you want to bet? You think he's going to get Terrence Newman on the Air Force?
Is the time. 20 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Hey, America, you're listening to The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Monday, April 5th, Beverly Duval's birthday. And to commemorate her birthday, wherever she is, assuming, of course, that she's still alive, we are prepared to offer up another day of sports and all that that implies with you. And just to make it extra special, we're going to say hello, Frisco, today, because that's where we are. A rapid developing roadshow has sprung up out of nowhere on us, and we find ourselves at the Varsity Club here in Frisco today, which is located at the corner of 423 and 720. I thought it was at Main and Main. That's what Corby said.
Technically, it is.
It is?
Yeah.
All right, Main and Main.
That's confusing.
In...
Because you're right at the intersection of Frisco and Colony.
Are we sure this is really Frisco?
Well, you're right there. You're on it, man. You're on the line.
Of Frisco and the Colony, huh?
That's what they told me when I was out there last time. And they would know more than me or you. They meaning the Varsity Humans.
Right. Well, this is where we are, and we would like to invite everyone up this way to come out here and party with a little Hard Line today.
Come out and watch a little opening day baseball.
There is sufficient opportunity for you to do that because this may have the best TV scene of any sports bar I've ever been in.
It's right a good now. One.
I mean, you've got three big ones. Back here in the room where we are, You've got three big ones. And, of course, we're not in the big room. They never put the little hard line in the big room. But you got three big ones. You've got tons of little ones. And you got the great game everywhere.
Right.
This is wonderful.
It is wonderful.
Now, the idea here, I'm thinking, for all of us today is to do what we have to do to get our head right with opening day and, of course, the NCAA championship game tonight. And to help everybody out with that, we're going to roll out some very, very foxy ticket chicks in pretty short order here, too. And we're also giving away Grand Slam DVD collections from MGM Home Entertainment, featuring four baseball classics, Bull Durham, Eight Men Out, The Jackie Robinson Story, and Pride of the Yankees. Wow. That's
pretty
nice,
cool.
Isn't it?
Man, I've never seen The Jackie Robinson Story. I've seen the other three.
Wow. I wonder what the odds are that one of those might be reserved for the little hard line. Probably none.
Have you seen all three of those? I mean, all four of them?
No, I haven't. I've seen two of the four.
Which one have you not seen?
I haven't seen The Jackie Robinson Story or Pride of the Yankees.
You've never seen Pride of the Yankees with Gary Cooper?
No. Never have.
How is that possible?
I don't know. I just never have.
I mean, when you were growing up, that was on all the time.
Well, no, they didn't have cable back then, Greg. So it wasn't on all the time. It had to be on either 4, 5, 8, or 11.
And you know what? It was always on Channel 11 late at night on Friday or Saturday nights. That's where I saw. I didn't have cable growing up either.
No, they had wrestling on Channel 11 late Friday nights.
No, that was Saturday nights.
Oh, well, I don't know how, but for some reason, Pride of the Yankees has averted any place in my consciousness
now, you know,
up until now.
You want to hear a little trivia about Pride of the Yankees?
Is this the one where everything was done backwards?
That's exactly right.
Because Gary Cooper was a right-hander, right?
And he could not get the swing down as if his right-handed swing was pretty good. It was pretty awful. But he couldn't swing left-handed like Lou Gehrig, so they had all the writing and all the numbers on their uniforms backwards. So if you see still photos from when they, you know how they take still photos on the set?
Mm-hmm.
You'll see that the numbers and everything were backwards. And then when they shot it, they just turned the film around.
And you've seen this, huh?
I've seen still photos. And, like, I've got a baseball book that's got a still. It's called Baseball in the Movies, and it has some still photos.
Well, now, they're telling us that to get these, what do you have to do, T-Bar? What do you have to do, Jennifer? You got to sign up and register and all that? All right. Well,
that's
no
fun.
We're going to ask you for all manner of personal and intimate data in order for you to win one of these.
Because that's a good prize.
Yes, it is. So come on out here to the Varsity Club at the intersect of Main and Main, or 423 and 720 in Frisco and the Colony, and just hang out, get yourself something good to eat, get yourself a nice beverage or some such. Watch a little baseball with us, and maybe it'll all work out for you to where you win one of those. Maybe you can pick up a ticket yet.
You know, you may give you a hot sports opinion about one of these movies. Bull Durham?
Mm-hmm.
Not that great of a movie.
You don't think so?
Very overrated.
I love Bull Durham.
Very, very, very overrated. I mean, anytime that the greatest sports movies are talked about, it's always ranked in the top five.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't put it in my top 20.
I love Bull
very
Durham.
Overrated. Very overrated movie.
Love
come
it.
Out here and try to win it anyway. Eight Men Out is great.
All right, we have a very big show for everybody today, which is going to include Sopranos talk at 5:50 today.
Perhaps knocking down another one of your myths.
I don't think so.
Well, you don't?
Well, did you ever see it?
No, but
did you see it?
We'll get into
don't
this.
Give me but.
We'll get into
yes,
no, I didn't see
or
it.
No,
no,
did you see it?
No, okay. And neither did
okay.
you, but it was
that's
pretty
right, I didn't. So my belief still holds true.
Okay.
Anyway, that'll be at 5:50. Now, I know that we have told some that we're going to try and do this at 5:30 every Monday. Look, just be glad we do it on Monday, okay? Just be glad you get that from us. So far, we've been pretty good about this, about making sure we do it on Monday.
But
so
we can't even really make that promise.
No, we really can't.
I mean, if guests can't commit to us, then we can't commit to you. That's just how it is. You know what runs downhill?
Right. And it winds up at the feet of you.
Right. So we're doing
it. Dirty, diarrhea-laden P1.
So we're doing it at 5:50. So just like Ron said, just be happy we're doing it on Monday.
Now we're going to get into some great game talk today. This is the day of our annual baseball predictions. E-News will take place at 4:30, and we got a lot of Final Four talk. And in addition to all that, one of us has a new puppy dog. We'll get into that about 6:10 or so. But coming up next, we're going to turn our attention to a little Mavericks talk, a little NBA talk, and just give them a little love, just touch on what's up with them. That is next here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket with the Hardline.